The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anna Kogal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Glamour Magazine and 17 Magazine. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, welcome back, everyone. And goodness, it's the 23rd of November. Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to continue on with the magazine article from Glamour that we started with last week, and it was entitled Wish I'd Known. And it is all about ways that teens ask questions and ways that very powerful women in the world answer these questions. So if you recalled last week, we had some questions about what advice would you have for your teenage self. There are moments when we as young women are told we need to hold our tongues. What are your thoughts on that? Have other people's perspectives held you back from being the person you have become? Things like that. So today, we're going to start off with the second half of that article. And continuing with the questions, this question is, what motivates you to keep working when you want to quit? And this is from Nandini. She's 16 and lives in India. And so Robin answers this question. When I was younger than you, I ran track competitively. And one time during a very important meet, I stopped running halfway through the race because I knew I wasn't going to win. I regretted it the minute I did it. I was so disappointed in myself that I never wanted to quit again. Gail answers, because I've had the good fortune to pursue jobs that were about changing the world, I didn't want to walk away because that would be giving up on something that might have some impact. If I'm working on getting more girls in school or getting humanitarian assistance to people in a war, my problem seems small by comparison. Shri, she's 15, from India, asks, how do you ensure your moral values remain intact at work? Gail answers, we can all be seduced by getting attention or making money. It's easy to start compromising in ways that ultimately add up to too big a compromise. Remember where you came from and what put you on this journey. Don't lose sight of that. Alshema, 22, from Egypt, asks, can a woman feel successful and feel nothing has been missed without having a man or partner in her life? Gail says, I was married once and now I'm single, and I'm a very happy person. So yes, I think it is possible. Someone can enrich your life, but satisfaction needs to come from your own ability to seek and achieve those things that you really want. Visali, from India, she's 16, asks, what motivates you to live your day to the fullest? Robin answers, knowing there's so much more to do in life, whether it's reaching your goals, helping others in need, or simply just seeing more of the world and meeting new people along the way. Ava answers, I just believed that there are hundreds of universes within me, within you. I believe that our ancestors laid the groundwork for me and for you. I believe there is a higher power guiding me and you. I believe if I listen and keep learning and keep trying, I can overcome obstacles and embrace challenges. But I guess the short answer is, if even no one else does, I believe in myself. Sarah, from the U.S., she's 17, asks, how do you move past gender inequality? And Robin answers, it's not a question of moving past it. We just have a lot more work to do to change the paradigm. but it will happen. Phyllis, who's 17, from Kenya, asks, do you think things will be the same in 10 years for young girls and women? And Gail answers, things are going to be better. The momentum is too big to turn back. We see what happens when girls are educated, empowered, employed. It brings about change that's good for everybody. And Ava also answers that question. I envision change. I believe the things that divide us now will be conquered, and that our common concerns will unite us. That is my truest hope. I believe we will harness our power and change the world for ourselves. It's already happening. Okay, speed round. Film that influenced you most. Michelle, The Sound of Music, because of the courage that family had to leave their country. With all the immigrant questions today, it's even stronger for me than ever. Gail, I Am Evidence, a documentary about rape kits that were never tested. It told a story of a horrible injustice, but also about how a handful of people, including some very strong women, took matters into their own hands to right that injustice. Favorite book that had the most impact on your life? Ava, Their Eyes Were Watching God. Robin, 100 Years of Solitude, The Catcher in the Rye. And finally, favorite quote. Gail, talk to people where they are, not where you think they should be. And Michelle, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, you go together. Our next article is part of a long section in the November-December 17 magazine, and it's in the mental health special section. And this one is called Know Your Feels. Everyone has ups and downs, but when is a sucky feeling something serious? Here's what your emotions are all about and how to handle them. You are, and there are five different bubbles. We're going to talk about all good, having a bad day, in a funk, depressed, suicidal. All right, so let's talk about these things. You are all good. This is a place where your emotions should sit on a typical day. It doesn't mean you have a perma grin, but you get joy out of things you like, and if anything throws you off, you're able to handle it and move on. Remember what this feels like so you know when something is off. And when you're having an all good day, you should make a list or read that list. Whenever you're really feeling yourself, go into your notes app and take a second to type out some of the things that put you in that great mood. Knowing what gives you a lift is empowering and allows you to have a sense of control over your emotional well-being. When you're a little down, these things can double as a self-care strategy. And also, search a happy hashtag or account. Sometimes all it takes to feel better is connecting with other people who can understand what you're going through. Forget the picture-perfect accounts and check out Beth Draws Things or Sad Girls Club PBG for a pick-me-up. All right, so if you are having a bad day, a case of the blahs every now and then is typical and usually the result of something situational, like failing a test. You may be frustrated, disappointed, or sad, but you're usually able to figure out a way to feel better rather quickly. All right, so what you should do in that situation is read your list of things that make you happy, or search a happy hashtag or account. If you are in a funk, this often comes on after something major rocks your world, like a big fight with your BFF. You may feel depressed lack of energy, not up for seeing friends, no appetite, but in reality, you've just hit a mental health rough patch that will only last for a couple of days or so. In that situation, you can read your list that makes you happy, search for a hashtag or account, or talk it out with someone you trust. When you keep bad feelings cooped up in your brain, they can intensify and seem like a bigger deal than what they are. Connect with a friend, parent, teacher, coach, or member of your faith community, and be honest about what you're going through. You will be amazed at how much better you might feel just by saying, "I'm not feeling so great." You are depressed. You haven't been yourself for more than 2 weeks and can't fix it. You may have no interest in your fave things and feel sad, angry, irritable, hollow, or a sense of doom. You may also have changes in your sleep or appetite, unexplained aches, and trouble getting out of bed. You should talk it out with someone you trust, but next level. Some mental health problems, like depression or severe anxiety, warrant the help of a trained professional. So make a plan to speak to your school counselor, a pediatrician, or a therapist. Your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of. Finally, if you are suicidal, you have thoughts of hurting yourself, and they don't go away after a few seconds. You also may be thinking about a specific way to end your life and have a sense that there is no other option. Either way, this is an emergency and must be treated as one. What you need to do is reach out for immediate assistance. You need help this very minute. That's right, this very minute. And there is someone waiting to talk to you right now. Text the crisis text line 741-741 or call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. Both are free, confidential, and available all the time. And hold up, it might not be a mental health issue. There are other things that could be making you feel off. Lack of sleep. When you're tired, your body loses some of its ability to regulate emotions. Try to get 8 hours of sleep a night. Sickness. You're exhausted and you have no desire to eat. You may be coming down with something. See your doctor. Hormones. Your mood can undergo normal fluctuations because of what's going on in your body. Have a family history of PMS? You may be especially sensitive to the changes. Ask an OBGYN for advice. Prescription medication. Hormone-based birth control could be a culprit. ADHD drugs are also known to impact moods. You have to let your doc know what's up. And finally, alcohol or drug use. These affect your brain's neurotransmitters and can make you feel really low. Need help quitting? Talk to your family or pediatrician. All right, well, we're going to continue with an article called Two of a Kind. What makes a great match in fashion and in relationships? It's about having complementary vibes and things in common and never losing sight of your own personality. Four real-life couples show how it's done. All right, the first one is Nola Payson, Denny. All right, and Mir Abrams. So Nola is a preschool teacher, and Mir Abrams, a gender specialist and educator. How did you meet Mir? Through mutual friends when I moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We realized our parents lived down the street from one another, so we'd carpool to friends' houses and parties. We were just friends, but there was a chemistry. Nola, I was dating a guy who was friends with Mir, who was a cute tomboy with curly red hair, a backward hat, and saggy jeans. I'd have dreams about kissing this girl. It wasn't long before I swapped out my boyfriend for a girlfriend, Mir, who now identifies as gender non-binary. Has one of you ever done anything super romantic for the other? Nola. Mir loves surprising me. Once, after a long day, they set up an outdoor movie night, and we watched movies under the stars. What about the coolest thing about each other? Mir. Nola's ability to love and accept all of who I am. She uses my pronouns and name with everyone. She saw and accepted me before I could do that for myself. Nola. Their ability to be themselves. Mir inspires me every day, and that's so cool. Then we have a cool combo. Let's see. Bailey Madison, she's an actress, and Alex Lange, and he's a model and YouTuber. How did you meet? Bailey, I collaborated with two friends to design a t-shirt for the brand Subdued. Alex and I had never met, but he knew my friends, so he came to the store to support us. Alex, I already had a major crush on her from hearing about her through my friends. When I saw her, I was sold. Tell us about your best date ever. Bailey, Alex joined my family on a ski trip to Colorado. One night, we took a sleigh ride up the mountain and had dinner in a beautiful cottage. The dress coat was big sweaters and cozy slippers. Alex, our first date is still the most special to me. I was at Disneyland with my family, and I invited her to come. We had our, wow, we need to date moment on the Tarzan ride. I'll always remember that. What's something that you have in common? Alex, we love dogs, or at least I love dogs, and she supports my love. Bailey, we love our families, and we're passionate about everything we do. What's the coolest thing about each other? Alex, we're each other's biggest fans. Bailey, I'm dating my best friend. And then we have Larson Thompson, she's a model and dancer, and Gavin Castellano, who is an actor and model. How did you meet? Gavin, through a photographer we'd both worked with. Larson liked a couple of my photos. I DM'd her, not thinking she'd reply because of how crazy gorgeous she is, but she did. Larson, thank God for social media. What's the cutest thing you've done for each other? Gavin, on her birthday, I fake proposed with a Hershey's kiss. Larson, for Gavin's birthday, I took him to all his favorite spots in LA. We had breakfast, went roller skating, got boba, and celebrated with all his friends. What do you have opposite opinions on? Larson, camping and the outdoors. I would much prefer to be in the city. What's the coolest thing about each other? Gavin, how sweet and thoughtful Larson is. She's the most caring person, and I love that about her. There aren't very many people like that nowadays. And Larson, Gavin's a gentleman. He always opens the door for me and moves me my seat out at the table. He's super caring and loving as well. And finally, Liza Koshy, she's a YouTuber, and David Dobrik, who's also a YouTuber. How did you meet? David, at a party in Hollywood, we bonded over the fact that we couldn't drink because we were underage. Tell us about your best date ever. Liza, our favorite date is Postmates-ing food to the house, and staying inside. So every date is our best. What's the cutest thing you've done for each other? David, we'd celebrate each month as an anniversary. At the 7 or 8 month mark, we ran into each other at the grocery store buying flowers and gifts for one another. What's something you have in common? David, we both want to travel and see the world, but my legal status in this country, Dobrik is a dreamer who was born in Slovakia, prohibits me from doing that. Liza, we're both very independent. We can do our own thing and then come together. I love it. We give each other space, but love each other while we're away, which makes the heart grow fond. And what do you have opposite opinions on? Liza, food. I'm Indian, and I like it spicy. He's a classic white dude who thinks salt is a seasoning. All right, and because it is Thanksgiving, I'm going to read you a little article on veggies. Body and health, go green. Emerald-hued vegetables and some fruits have more nutrients than any other food group, says nutritionist Kimberly Snyder. Not into vegging out? You can train yourself to like new greens if you prepare them in different ways, she adds. Try these yum ideas by Claire Thorpe. Asparagus. Not a fan? Use a vegetable peeler to shave a few stalks, then mix the strips into a salad. You won't even know it's there. Broccoli. For a health option, for a healthier option than dunking it in ranch dressing, make a dip with plain yogurt, paprika, garlic, salt, and pepper. Rainbow chard. Turn it into chips. Toss it in coconut oil, apple cider vinegar, and salt. Bake for 20 minutes at 275 degrees. Done. Kale. Wrap a leaf around a dollop of cream cheese. To switch up the flavor, throw in a dash of your favorite spices. Cucumber. Cut a cuke and a mango into slices. Put them in a bowl with a bit of olive oil, salt, and chili pepper flakes. Bye, blah, salad. Artichoke. You can cook it whole, but an easier option is tossing the center, the heart, into salsa. It ups the good-for-you factor. And celery? Fill bite-sized portions with almond butter and add a topping like dark chocolate chips. It'll feel as if you're popping candy. And finally, avocado. You can do more than smash it on toast. Sprinkle cubes on a slice of pizza or put a quarter into a smoothie for richness. And our last article is songs to get you fitter. To crush any type of workout, you need killer music. These tunes are scientifically proven to give your body and brain maximum fitness motivation. Warm up. The track, Just Like Fire by Pink. Why it works. Music with too many beats per minute, BPM, is going to set you up to hit a wall mid-workout. This song's rhythm, 82 BPMs, creates the ideal pace for dynamic stretching, and the You've Got This lyrics will inspire you toward more activity, says Kostas Karagiris, PhD, a sports psychologist. Not into it? Try Fancy by Iggy Azalea, featuring Charlie XCX. Hitting the treadmill, the track, Runnin', Lose It All, Naughty Boy, featuring Beyonce. Why it works? You should try to match your run to the beat of your music. This song has a BPM of 140 and allows you to take a stride per beat, a perfect pace for maintaining your stamina and going the distance. And let's be real. When Bay tells you to run, you run. Not into it? Try Ran by Future Islands. Ab work. The track, Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. Why it works? When it comes to getting your crunches or planks on, it's best to slow down the BPM a bit. Not only will it help you conserve energy, but it will also keep you from going too fast and injuring yourself. Also, Dr. Kara Joris suggests choose a song with feel-good lyrics. It's almost impossible not to move during this JT Jams chorus. If you're not into this, try Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay. Sprint training. The track That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. Why it works? A quicker beat means quicker legs. This song is set to a speedy 134 BPMs that immediately absorbs you. Not into it? Try Break Free by Ariana Grande. Lifting weights? The track Too Good by Drake featuring Rihanna. Why it works? The music needs to match your bicep curls. Go too fast and you may end up dropping a weight on your toes. Ouch! The trick is to have a solid beat with a slightly low tempo. This song is popular with weight trainers because it provides that steady structure. If you're not into it, try There's Nothing Holding Me Back by Shawn Mendes. Need a boost? Cue up Hand Clap by Fitz and the Tantrums. The driving bass, thumping backbeat, and hand clapping, obv, are like having your own personal cheerleader. And finally, interval training. The track, This Is What You Came For, Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna. Why it works. Burpees, high knees, and other popular high-intensity workouts and moves are hard, so you need your soundtrack to be full of inspo. Your memory determines how much you stick to an exercise program. Choose music you love, so you look back positively when you're thinking about exercising again. If you're not into that, try Feel Invincible by Skillet. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anika Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Make it a great week.